you lay down at night, you're not guaranteed to get up in the morning. Amen. So I love the Lord and I thank the Lord for his mercy and his kindness and his goodness. Amen. The world didn't give it and the world can't take it away.
Amen.
The love of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Just a little something I want to encourage you about today. Amen. And that's going to be thing that I want to talk about today is that the world didn't give it.
Amen.
And the world can't take it away.
Amen.
This love of Jesus. Amen. The song said, I love the Lord and I won't take it back. Amen. No matter what they try to bribe me with. Silver, gold, houses, cars. All of that stuff is tangible. Our most precious metal, gold. We know that it retains its value the most of everything we got. Diamonds, you know, with gold. But his love is more precious than gold. The other things that I want to talk about is there's a song that says the world didn't give it and the world can't. This love I have, this joy I have, this peace I have, this part of him, the Holy Ghost that I have.
Amen.
The world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. Amen. Let's turn to St. John 3:16. Everybody knows what that says. St. John 3:16. I want us to all read it together, so let's get it. Amen. You get it, say amen.
Amen.
I got one amen.
What is it?
Amen.
St. John 3:16.
Okay.
Oh. I only got one amen. I only got one person got it.
Amen.
Amen. I hear amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Not I got it.
Amen.
I need to hear an amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to read them all together. Ready?
Yes.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Now we know that God is love.
Yes.
Amen. He loved us so much that he gave his own life. That's what it means, his only begotten Son. Because he is his Son.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. You've seen the Father, you've seen the Son. But he loved us so much. Love is an attribute. It is a characteristic, a description of his very being.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, it just bugs me sometimes. Sometimes you see things that just gets under your craw, they say, and they just sits there and just bugs you. But I saw a sign at a church that said, Jesus likes you.
It just
bugs me. Sure, he likes you. But then what did we just read?
That he loves us.
He loves us.
He loves us.
Amen.
That's right.
Life only goes so far.
Yeah.
I like you, but I ain't dying for you. I don't But I'm not giving you the clothes off my back.
Amen.
All right.
So it just bugs me to see a church with something up there other than Jesus loves you.
Yeah.
That's right.
He can like you. He does like you.
Amen.
But my Bible says Jesus loves me.
Right.
Amen. He loved me so much that he laid down his life. Amen. And you know, people, I love my wife. You know, we have people that we love.
Amen.
But without Jesus putting that love down in my heart, I couldn't even love her.
Amen.
Amen.
You cannot love without the spirit, the characteristics of God in your heart.
Amen.
You can't love. I would go as far as to say we were born without love. Mm-hmm. Our natural tendency is not to love. Our natural tendency is evil. That's why the world is in a state that it's in today. Because there is no love in the world. Donald Trump only loves himself and the money.
Oh boy.
The people of ISIS only love their religion. Muhammad or whoever they pray to. You see what I'm trying to say? It's the world is in the state that it's in because there is no love. And without Jesus putting his spirit, his divine spirit in you, there is no love.
Amen.
Amen. God is the only true source. He is the only source of true love.
Thank you, Jesus.
And his love is unconditional.
Amen.
Amen.
And like I said, he clearly demonstrated that by dying on the cross for our sins.
Amen.
He didn't have to do it. All good.
Yes.
Sitting up in heaven. Looking down on the world saying, look at them fools. Look at them. Running around like ants. No direction. No nothing.
Amen.
But you know what?
They're mine.
They're mine.
Yeah.
I made them after me.
Uh-huh.
I made them after me.
Mm-hmm.
They're
right.
Mine.
Yeah.
Let me do something.
All right. Amen.
Our kids, they can go astray.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't raise them that way.
Mm-hmm.
But they go off and they do things that we just can't fathom. Why are they doing it? Why?
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God. Why?
Well, like she said, they ours. We love them.
Lord, oh, yeah.
We love them.
Drive us crazy, but we love them.
God is love.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Let us talk about the love of Jesus from the beginning. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
People say, oh, God loves us, but God loved us from the beginning. Let's turn to Genesis. Amen. Genesis 2. Genesis 2, and I think I want to start in verse 16. Genesis 2 and 16. I'm just going to read a couple of verses here. I just want you to know that from the beginning, God loved us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Genesis 2, 16 says, and the Lord commanded the man being Adam, saying, of every tree in the garden, thou mayest eat it freely. Verse 17 says, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Amen. God loves us. Amen.
Amen.
He put Adam in the beginning in this paradise.
Amen.
Let your mind go and think about some tropical island where you got white sands and beaches and you got everything you need.
Mm-hmm.
You got just everything you need. Just it don't get you hot. It don't get you cold.
Amen.
Everything is
Thank
just
you, Jesus.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
This is the Garden of Eden. He made Adam, and he put Adam in his paradise.
Yeah.
He had everything he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord had one commandment. Don't eat of the tree of good and evil, the tree, the knowledge of good and evil.
Amen.
Now he said you could, verse 16 said, and the Lord commanded the man saying, he said, but of every, you can eat of every tree freely. That means you could eat to your heart's desire.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, and everybody likes to picture the tree of good and evil as being an apple tree.
I don't know why.
Let's see, you had nectarines, apricots, kumquats,
peaches,
oh my
pears,
lemons,
limes, grapefruit, avocados,
yummy.
Any kind of tree you want.
Mm-hmm.
You could just stuff yourself.
Right.
Just eat so much you had to lay under the tree and just,
nice.
They didn't have no clothes on them days.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
They didn't have no clothes.
They were innocent.
It didn't make no difference to them.
Yeah.
Your gut could just get bent. You didn't have nothing constraining you.
Oh my.
Adam could say, come here, lion, I want to use you for a pillow.
And he would. Lion be tame.
Mm,
beautiful.
Jesus loved us
so
much.
He made it so beautiful.
Thank you, Lord.
I remember when we was a kid, we had this place called the King's Table.
Oh, I remember that.
It was a all-you-can-eat buffet.
Oh, it was good.
I remember
those. They were good.
We couldn't wait till church was over because on Sunday, we were going to the King's Table.
I remember those.
Boy, we used to go and they had some of the
ice cream.
Fried chicken.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh,
next
oh.
to my grandmother and my mom, I think they had the best. It was like foods, you know.
Oh.
They had that good fried, the good taste.
Yummy.
And you could just, and they had a spread. I mean,
everything
you wanted. They had Mexican food. They had Polynesian food. They had Chinese food. They had American food. I mean, they had you could just, but it was all you could eat.
Uh-huh.
All you could eat. I think they finally went out of business because they had some people that
could eat.
they could down it.
You can't, and they couldn't turn you away because it was advertised all you could eat. So imagine the Garden of Eden, all you could eat. But see, the one thing about the King's Table is that you couldn't take nothing away.
Right.
You could eat it there, but you couldn't stuff your to-go bags.
Right.
In the Garden of Eden, he could go all over. If he wanted to go to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west, and pick some fruit from each one. He could do it.
Amen.
It wasn't like the king said, well, you have to eat it all there. But I'm just saying this to give you a visual about what the Garden of Eden was like and how that God had put man in a paradise.
Amen.
That he loved them so much.
Thank you, Lord.
That he put him in this paradise. In this paradise. But the one commandment that God had.
Hallelujah.
Was don't eat from a certain tree. He said, if you did, the day that thou eatest, thou shalt surely die. If we look at history, and the best way to look at history is through his story. The story of Jesus, which is the Bible, which is his word. They are still discovering things in history that the Bible clearly tells you all about.
Amen. Amen.
They still haven't found the ark. They say they have. But there are certain things in history that they're still discovering that all they have to do is read the Bible. It'll tell you all about it. Amen. So in the Bible, in the verse 17, it tells us that there is only one condition, that he couldn't eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And he said, if you do, then you will surely die. Just hold that thought for a minute. And let's go back to the love of Jesus. And I said, like, there is no other book that could tell you more about history than the Bible. It gives the best accurate description of what this world is.
Amen.
God loved Adam so much. Like I said, when he ate and got his full, he let Adam choose the name of all the animals. So when you see a zebra, you see an aardvark, you see a rat, Adam named that.
Amen.
Adam named every animal. God loved him so much, he said, I'll give you the opportunity to name all the animals that I made. You can do that. I love you, man. He even made him a woman. Come on now. You know, that you had to have, you know, God, he understood the call of nature. He said, I made this man. I put him in charge of this paradise. I let him name all of the animals. He has everything he needs except a woman.
A woman.
I'm going to give him, I'm going to make him something that, like him, that can love him back. I'm going to make him a woman. And so he put him asleep and took a rib out of his thigh and made him a woman.
Amen.
When he woke up from surgery.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Rubbed his eyes. Because he'd never seen a woman. He's seeing all these beautiful animals, that the lion with the long flowing mane, and
yeah.
He's seen all that stuff. But he, what is this? Look kind of good, too. I can imagine Eve looked good at
him. Thank you, Lord.
So God don't make ugly.
Amen.
All right. If the world didn't give it, then the world can't take it away. Amen. Now let us go back to show you to hold that thought about it. Let's go back to verse 17, where it says, the moment you eat, the day you eat, you will surely die. There's three types of death that is talked about in the Bible. Number one, there's the physical death.
Mm-hmm.
The physical death is the separation of body and spirit.
Yeah.
We all have a spirit that will live forever. When we are born, when Jesus forms us, puts us into our mother's womb, and we are born into this world, we come out screaming, thank you, You have a spirit, and you have a body. Now, the physical death is when these two separate, because your spirit is going to live forever. When God makes you, you live forever. Now, your physical, your flesh, we'll go back to the ground that God made you from. So that's the first death. The second death is a spiritual death. That's the death that we suffer when we are separated from God. A few examples in the Bible is when King Saul went down to do some work for the Lord. And the Lord told him to kill everything. But Saul decided, no, I'm going to keep the best cattle, the best women, the best of the people that God told him to kill. We know that when Saul came back and the prophet saw him, he saw all these things with him. He said, well, what are you doing? He said, well, I brought all these to sacrifice to God. We always got some excuse for not doing what the Lord asked us to do. But the Lord said, no, that's not what I told you to do. I told you to do something. And so, in the consequence of what he did, for the consequences of his action, God says, I'm rejecting you. You have no more place in my heart. What a sad, sad thing that is.
Yes.
For us to have no place in God's heart. That's a spiritual death.
Yes.
Where you are separated from God.
Yes.
Don't ever, ever let that happen. The third death that we're talking about here is eternal death. Eternal death is it's what we call the second death. It is where your spirit, I told you we were all born with a spirit that doesn't die. Our physical body will die. We can be separated from God. And then we have where our spirit is going to go. It's not going to die. Mind you, it's not going to die. But that third death is a eternal separation from God. It's where the devil and his many minions are going to go. The lake of fire. And if you are unfortunate enough to join him, that will be the death of eternal death. That will be the eternal death. It's your eternal separation from God, where you will burn in hell. You won't burn up, but you will burn forever. And that's a mighty long time. In hell with the devil and his minions. As the story goes about Adam and the eating of the fruit that God told him not to eat of, you know, Satan is very, very cunning. The Bible pictured him as a serpent. Hey, forked tongue, slithering around, trying to sneak up on stuff, trying to bite you and kill you. He's full of tricks and half-truths. That's how you get a lot of people. See, the devil knows the Bible. Mm-hmm. He will tell you what you want to hear, but he won't tell you the whole truth. He told our mother Eve, you ain't gonna die. Now, no doubt, God didn't give Eve the commandment of not eating from the tree, but he had told her husband, Adam. And so Adam probably had told her, look at what we got. Look at all this. We can eat anything we want with that one tree. The devil kind of, and like I was talking last week about how you watch these National Geographic movies where documentations where the lion is chasing the herd of elk or whatever, yeah. And he was separate. He just runs at him. Just runs at him. He's not fast enough to catch him.
No.
But he just runs at him, and then they scatter. As long as they stay together, they're all right. But eventually, one of the weak, one of the ones with a big head, so oh, I could go this way and get away. That's just what the lion wants. Cuts him out. So the devil, he's slick. He waits till Adam and Eve ain't together. Eve is just probably there sunbathing and enjoying life.
Yeah.
Slithers up to her. Hey, what's going on, Mama? You sure look good today. Full of tricks. Got her going. Yeah, I do look pretty good. Adam said I look good. You know what? After she wasn't thinking, got her to, you know what? There's a tree over there in the middle of the garden.
Uh-oh.
Why don't you take a bite off of it? No, now. My husband then told me that we can't eat, we can't touch that tree, we can't. No. Keep on talking. But you sure looking good today.
Uh-huh.
Getting a mind off of what he said. He'd throw it in there and then get a mind off of it. Slick talker. Finally he said, you know what, I know he said that you're going to die, but you ain't going to really die.
Uh-huh.
God is so much that she took a bite. Ooh. That ain't bad. Trust herself.
Started realizing.
I ain't dead. I didn't fall down. Hey, Adam. Look at me. Touch me.
Take a bite.
I'm alive. Take a bite. Adam took a bite. Death number two. Separation of us from God. From the minute they took that bite, they were separated from God, and they died a death. Not only did they die a death, the whole world died a death that day. But you know what? God still loved us.
Amen.
Because the world didn't give us life, so the world can't take it away.
Amen.
No matter what the devil presents to us, no matter how he makes it look, he can't give us something that he don't have.
Amen.
And he surely can't take it away. This, the song goes, this joy that I have, the emotion that is exhibited by the acquisition or the expectation of God. The gladness, the delight, the state of happiness, the bliss that we feel, joy. Joy is mentioned a lot of times in the Bible, just a couple of things to remind us. Job, in all that he went through, he looked for the joy in it.
Amen.
He didn't revel in his pain. He didn't revel. He didn't, the woe is me. He looked for the joy in going through the suffering, the pain. In Psalms it tells us that the joy will come in the morning. You know how it is. You got a toothache and you can't sleep. Mm-hmm. You wait until the morning so you can go and see the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
Joy will come in the morning. When we all see Jesus, joy will come in the morning. Isaiah tells us to increase our joy. In Matthew it tells us that when we are good and faithful over a few things, he will make us rulers over many things. To enter into the joy of the Lord. What better joy than to see Jesus' face and him telling us, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Now let me make you rulers over everything.
Hallelujah.
Come on with me.
Hallelujah.
Into my Father's house.
Yes. To my Father.
Where you got, I'm going to give you a key to your own mansion.
Oh,
hallelujah.
You don't have to share it with nobody.
Yes.
You got your own mansion. Joy in the morning.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Joy. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away.
Amen.
That's why I love the song, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that would be.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. This joy.
Thank you, Jesus.
This Holy Ghost, this Spirit, this part of Jesus that He put down in us.
Hallelujah.
No matter what the devil try to present to you. And the devil knows our weaknesses. Some of us is women.
Oh, look at this. Look at the body on. Woo, woo, woo.
Look at that man. Look at his muscles. Look at his sharp dress. Look at the shoes he got on. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of women like to judge a man by his shoes.
Oh.
No matter what. The Lord said, when I put my Spirit down, I will give you power. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Comfort in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a keeper. It will keep you from taking a bite of that apple. The Holy Ghost, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Amen. In closing, I want us to pray to the Lord to hear us when we call. I want us to pray that, you know, and as long as we're in this world, we're going to have times when we fall. We're not perfect. So I want you to pray to the Lord to pick us up when we fall.
Yeah.
Don't just lay there and wallow and say, oh, woe is me. I can't do it no more. I'm tired.
Amen.
Get up.
Yeah.
Have the Lord pick you up.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I want us to pray that, mm-hmm. to the Lord to bless us
yeah.
where we stand. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of controversy in the world today about same-sex marriages. A lot of churches are giving their condolences and their blessings. Then come on in. It's, you know, because they try to lump it under civil rights. It's your civil right to be married. Man to man. Woman to woman. But we know the Lord created Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Not Steve and Steve.
That's right.
So I don't care what they say, it ain't right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's not right. So bless us where we stand. Help us to make a stand for what's right.
Amen.
Most of all, I want us to pray for the Lord to forever hold us in the palm of His hand. Because if we don't jump out, nobody can pluck us out of His hand.
Amen.
He's just that strong. He's just that powerful. If we stay in His hand.
Amen.
Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Yeah.
The world didn't get it. And the world can't take it away. God bless you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I love this church. I put my all into it. The enemy hates this church because of what we stand for.
Amen.
But I want to encourage you to stand for the Word of God. Stand for the truth. And the Lord will bless you. The
Amen.
Lord is going to bless this church.
Okay. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Stay faithful. Stay faithful. Pray for those that are not here. Pray for everyone that's been through those doors.
Hallelujah.
That the Lord will stir up their hearts and their minds and put His love down in their hearts. God bless you. Let's stand.
Amen.